Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, yet again, it's just another crazy day, isn't it? My gosh, so much to talk with you about. And we're just going to cram it all in because we can. I got to start the top of the hour with this. The honeymoon period with this kid, David Hogg, is getting ready to come to an end. I'm getting a little tired of hearing this kid out there running his mouth with impunity about things he absolutely knows nothing about. He has every right to go out there and get on any dopey media that will put him on, which is kind of sad, really, because that just proves the point that a lot of us are making, that the media is exploiting these people, in particular this kid in general, who has made it known he wants to be a famous journalist or politician or something like that, some type of activist. And that's good. He's soon going to find out when he gets in the arena. It's not going to be as simple as it is when he's got, you know, the love fest going on with the media that loves everything that he's saying. Because once he gets in the gladiatorial arena, it becomes combat of the political sort that this kid's not going to be able to play games with, because his facts are so, he doesn't have any facts. So I'm not going to do that today. I just want to let you know that the honeymoon period is getting ready to come to an end with this kid. The longer he stays in the arena, the more we're going to start paying attention to him and commenting on some of the just garbage that this kid is putting out. It's really astonishing. Nobody wants to fact check the kid. You know, he's calling you all murderers, calling you murderers, calling NRA members. This is just incredible. So it's really a shame what the mainstream press does. We'll go back to that at another date and time whenever I feel like it, quite frankly. But it's coming. I'm just going to let you know that right now it's coming. We got a happy ending story out there today I want to mention to you. This one was good because, yet again, we hear, you know, this never happens, right? Good guys with guns, nobody else has good guys with guns. I put it up on the Facebook page at Armed American Radio, and I titled it, Well, Bye. It happened up in a place that I know pretty well, a place I get to quite a bit, a place I work with colleagues out of. I fly into Milwaukee a lot and go up to West Bend to the USCCA offices whenever I get the chance. But a guy working at Milwaukee Machine and Tool on Fond du Lac Avenue shot and killed a carjacking suspect. And this is an interesting story in the way that it was framed by law enforcement and a politician up there. I thought it was interesting. It wasn't your typical story about, well, the bad, it wasn't it. Let me just go into it. It's kind of hard to explain. The Fox News, and a number of outlets have picked it up, but I like the Fox News piece here. Carjacking suspect shot dead by man with concealed weapon in Wisconsin, police say. And I want you to take a listen to how this was framed by a couple people. It's talking about, it was a concealed carry permit holder. Happened yesterday. The police department, in a news release, mentioned that a 21-year-old suspect, he was identified as Carlos Martin, was shot and killed after he attempted to carjack a 24-year-old man around 5:50 a.m. Now, you know, I got to say this because he's 21-year-old, he was armed. I guess he would be old enough. I guess he wouldn't have carjacked anybody at 20 because he wouldn't have been able to buy a gun. There you go. Yeah, I know. Milwaukee PD Captain Andra Williams told Fox 6, and I quote, "This is the worst thing that could possibly happen to someone." Who do you think Andra Williams was talking about? He wasn't talking about the carjacker. He was talking about the victim. Who's the victim here? The dead carjacker? Or the person required to shoot and kill the carjacker for attempting to carjack him? Obviously, here in our world, the victim is the victim of the dead carjacker. Of course that's the case. Now, I've played you video clips before of audio where news people have referred to the dead guy as the victim. The dead guy's not the victim. The dead guy's the criminal. That's why he's a dead guy. But the captain, Andrew Williams, said that the would-be carjacker was also armed, and that as carjacking and vehicle thefts continue to rise, the incident should serve as a warning. You don't hear a lot this type of commentary from law enforcement on this. Take a listen to this. This should be a wake-up call to everyone in the community that this is not a game. This is very serious. Now, who is he talking to? This should be a wake-up call to everyone in the community that this is not a game. This is very serious. That statement could apply to intended victims, law-abiding people. It could also apply towards the criminal, couldn't it? This should be a wake-up call to everyone in the community. What community? The criminal community? The law-abiding community? Both, actually. This is very serious, he told Fox 6. The would-be victim, 24-year-old, had a concealed carry permit and was cooperating with the investigation. Now, there's reports out that people who work in that area have told Fox 6 that it happens frequently, where these criminal scumbags target business. Yeah, they're scumbags. That's what I said. No coddling here. Why? What's my motto on this show for 10 years almost? If you attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above. What? Instantly. And if your death results as an action taken against you by the person you were trying to rob and whose life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness you were trying to take, tough. You earned it. You earned your demise. No sympathy for you. Not from this host. You got what you deserved. Too bad for you. Enjoy the ride. Because apparently carjackers are targeting businesses in the area looking for victims, for vehicles to take. And many workers in those nearby businesses are what? Concealed carry permit holders. This is the Second Amendment in action. This is a story that warms my heart. This makes me fuzzy inside. The hair on the back of my neck just stands, and it just makes me want to go, ooh, and just put the comforter on. It's so warm and fuzzy. Curl up by the fire with a hot cider when you hear a story like this, because this is the way it is supposed to be. Alderman Cavalier Johnson. This is interesting. Just like the cop, you never really hear it phrased this way. City alderman, I guess that's a councilman up in Milwaukee, I guess that's what they call it, right? Who reps the neighborhood. He represents that neighborhood. It's on the city's northwest side. I go past that area up northwest when I get into Milwaukee. I go up northwest into West Bend, up 45 up that way. He said the shooting was, quote, completely preventable. And you know what? He's right. It was. Quoting, that young man didn't have to die today. He didn't have to lose his life. But he made a bad decision, and he did. That councilman or alderman told parents in his district to educate their kids about the many dangers that come with crime. He says, this is not a game. This isn't live-action Grand Theft Auto. You don't respawn after you're dead. You don't generally hear two statements in particular when I read you these happy ending stories, which is frequently. You don't generally hear a council person come out and say, you know, that young man didn't have to die today. He didn't have to lose his life, but he made a bad decision, and he did. Blame was placed where the blame lies, with the dead criminal. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. It's kind of like jumping in the ocean. Huh? When you're on land, you landlubber, you're at the top of the food chain. The moment you dive off the transom of the boat for a swim while you're out there floating around in the ocean, the moment your fingertips hit that water on the dive, you go from the top of the food chain to the bottom of the food chain instantly. You are not equipped to deal with the threats against your life from the predators of the ocean. But here on land, you do, and you can provide yourself the necessary tools to accommodate the individual who would attempt to take your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness from you. The moment the gun comes out, the moment the knife comes out, the moment the verbal threat comes out, give it up or I'm going to kill you, everything's flipped. There's a paradigm shift instantly. Think about that. I like what the police officer said. This should be a wake-up call to everyone in the community. This is not a game. This is very serious. And it is. It is. Particularly to those criminals who attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Well, bye. Well, gun lovers, your time is almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with that brand new gun? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it all ends this Wednesday. So you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 10 chances to win your gun each day. It could be a Kimber. It could be a Glock. Maybe a Springfield. But they're all gone this Wednesday. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. And it all ends this Wednesday. Don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win your free gun right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. It'd be fun to go to the range with a brand new gun, wouldn't it? Remember, armedandresponsible.com. Time is running out. Hurry, please.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, gun lovers, time's almost up. I know you're a gun lover. I know you are. My new Glock 19X is absolutely incredible. I'm in love with this thing. Well, another show, but gosh, I just love it. I'm looking at it right here. It's just beautiful. Whew. Gets me all giddy, just like those happy ending stories. But I want you to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun. I am, because mine wasn't free. I paid for mine. And the USCCA can help you by giving you a free gun right now. It's the absolute last chance to win this. This ends on Wednesday, okay? They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it all ends this Wednesday. So you're almost out of time. You've got to hurry, okay? Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered right now, and it's not just one gun. You could get up to 10 chances to win that gun each day. It could be a Kimber, a Glock, a Springfield. You never know. But they're all gone this Wednesday. All you have to do, again, is visit armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, not a lot of time. Wednesday's coming quick. Don't miss out. Clock's ticking. Armedandresponsible.com to get entered. Also, warfightertobacco.com, 10% off. And support the vets. This 100% veteran-owned company that is supporting this program. These guys are the real deal. They got a great business running. It's taken off, and they want to pass along some savings to you as Armed American Radio listeners. 10% off at AAR, warfightertobacco.com, but use the promo code AAR. Get 10% off everything except those already discounted sample packs. I have a sample pack right here. Here it is. You can hear it in the bag. This sample pack is already heavily discounted. That one's earmarked for a dealer, but I'll digress. I got some fun stuff for you before I go into continuing with the content today. You never know who's listening to the program. You just never know. Yesterday, I was telling you about Mike Lindell coming on the program. Guess who was listening to the show yesterday? Okay? This is, you can't script this stuff. They loved it. So they're giving us a promo code for you to benefit from the MyPillow because Mike knows I use a MyPillow. I've used a MyPillow for a number of years now. I kid you not. You have, you know, I asked Mike to join me in the cockpit, if you will, at the fairgrounds coming up in August for what will be my 8th year in a row broadcasting from the Minnesota State Fair in Minneapolis. That's an amazing week. I have such a great time that weekend. And Mike is going to join me. He manufactures his American-made products right there in Minneapolis. And I asked him on the air, if you were listening to his appearance a couple weeks ago on the Monster Show, to join me as a guest host at the fairgrounds at the 1280 AM The Patriot booth. And he said he would. Well, apparently they were listening to the program. They're going to be giving you a promo code to take 50% off a 4-pack and also 25% off everything on the site. Save hundreds if you want them. I love the way this happened, it's fantastic. You just never know. You never know who's listening. So we all get to benefit from that, and it's wonderful. I'll tell you more about it over the course, maybe over the course of the next hour if I get any more information on monitoring. It's happening that quickly in real time. Honestly, it's very cool. If I had it for you now, I'd give it to you, but maybe by the end of the hour at the very least, I definitely will tomorrow. So if you've ever saw the commercials or heard them, I'm sure you have, and now you can take a huge deal off, because he loves AAR and he loves gun owners and wants to extend those deals directly to you. So I thought that was really, really cool that they were tuned in. And that's, you just never know. You never know who's listening, okay? So fun stuff all the way around for us as Armed American Radio listeners, no question about it. We'll help him out because he's helping us out, and that's the way it's supposed to work. Man, fun. All right. Delta, yesterday, right before I got off the air with you, I was talking with you about Delta bailing on the National Rifle Association, right? And I said, yeah, well, you know, Delta's claiming because they're trying to drive down the middle of the road. And as a business owner myself for 13 years, I don't want to alienate anybody. I don't. And this is why I don't understand why businesses go into politics. You can't not alienate anybody if you want to start jumping in this social bandwagon. You can't. You're going to tick somebody off if you agree with somebody over here. It's ludicrous. So Delta's now trying to walk a very fine line down the middle, and it's failing them big time. It's not working for them. Here's their neutral statement, supposedly. They're trying to claim they weren't rejecting the NRA. Delta's decision reflects the airline's neutral status in the current national debate over gun control amid recent school shootings. Out of respect for our customers and employees on both sides, Delta has taken this action to refrain from entering this debate and focus on its business. Delta continues to support the Second Amendment. Well, there's a huge but after that, isn't it? But we're going to pull away from the National Rifle Association giving discounts to freedom-loving, law-abiding Americans, not school shooters, but NRA members. We're not going to give them a discount to fly to their annual conventions, which is what that's all about. Who else is Delta giving discounts to that might be considered political, huh? Either do it for everybody or don't do it at all, Delta. So we're watching this very, very, very carefully. But I got to love this. Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle. Now, mind you, Casey Cagle, he's not the best thing we have on gun rights here in the state of Georgia. How, you know, Atlanta's the home base for Delta. That's why I mentioned that. But I'll tell you what. This is a really good opportunity because Cagle's running for governor in November. He wants to be the governor of the very conservative and very pro-gun state of Georgia. So Casey Cagle, this program airs on a number of stations throughout the state of Georgia, particularly right in Atlanta. Pay very careful attention to this one, dude. You waffle around here on gun rights, it's going to cost you. Well, of course, you already know that. But, you know, this guy's a political animal. I don't know what he's going to say one thing, do another. That's what politicians do. But in this particular case, politicians are going to have to pick and choose. You got David Hoggs out there on one thing, some little, let's just say he's a great reason why 16-year-olds can't vote and why we should probably look at upping the voting age from 18 to 21. I'll leave it at that. Speak in fact or don't speak at all. But these politicians and Casey Cagle, you're going to have to call between that, supporting that, and supporting what you know to be right. And that's the Constitution. Not a 16-year-old kid, but the Constitution. We don't make decisions based on emotional 16-year-old kids who don't have their facts in line. We have a Constitution. And Casey Cagle came out and said, I'm tired of conservatives being kicked around on our values. It's time we stand up and fight and show corporations that conservative values are important, not just to Georgia, but to the entire nation. Why? What did he do? What he did was, and I quote, and it worked, I will kill any tax legislation that benefits Delta unless the company changes its position and fully reinstates its relationship with the NRA. Corporations cannot attack conservatives and expect us not to fight back. The Senate in Georgia yesterday voted down a tax package designed to help Delta to the tune of nearly $50 million. And I guess Casey, you know, Casey Cagle said, I guess Delta's got enough customers and enough money that they don't need our tax breaks. The hell with you. And it was absolutely outstanding, and I applaud Casey Cagle for doing it. He stood up and he said, not going to happen. You're not going to demonize thousands and thousands and thousands of law-abiding Americans, not just in the state of Georgia, millions around the country, and then ask for us, for taxpayer help and relief in support of your un-American cause. Not going to happen. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. Yeah, I made the comment going into the break. Delta's un-American act. It is. It is. It's absolutely un-American to deny customers, based on their constitutional beliefs, this is a constitutional right we're talking about, that because they're members of the National Rifle Association, to deny them discounts that you would give to somebody else simply because you don't like it anymore. That's un-American act. That's un-American behavior. I'm sorry. It just flat out is. And I make no apologies whatsoever for saying that. It's not on me. The onus is not on me to clarify my position. The onus is on Delta to clarify theirs. Not me. I'm just simply telling you what happened. Oh, and I'm giving you my opinion in the process because I can, because it's my show, and because I have a First Amendment right to do that. Does Delta not like that either? If you work for Delta and you've got inside dope as to who else they're giving discounts to that I might not like, be more, feel free, markatarmedamericanradio.org. And let me know. I know you're listening because I've gotten emails from some of you that work at the airlines before. Maybe you're scared. Go home, get on a personal computer. Don't use your work computer. And let me know. I'd love to know. By the way, no word yet from the Coward County Sheriff. Right? Isn't that great? Pound Coward County Sheriff Israel about coming on this program. 2 official media requests. No response from him yet. He won't come on. He's a coward. He doesn't want to come on here. He won't do it. Boy, we're going to continue to ask him to come on, though. But I have to do it quick because I think his days are numbered. America's on to this charlatan, that's for sure. Oh, and this is coming into me in real time, by the way. The whole MyPillow thing, that was so much fun. There is, and I'm reading this right now, it's literally coming into me in real time. 50% off a four-pack. This is at MyPillow.com. AAR listeners now, effective immediately. All right, this is fun. 50% off a four-pack, which is the big one. That's the big discount. And then it's 25 or 30% off pretty much anything else. And I'm quoting from a message I asked about, and I'm getting a response now, from Rob. Rob, I love you. You're doing great work. Thank you, Rob. 25 to 30% off pretty much anything else. He didn't see anything less than like 25% off. The promo code, very simple again, AAR. Even the dog beds, he says. Even the dog beds. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, this is the real deal. You can save hundreds on the beds and mattress toppers. And I just saw the mattress topper commercial the other day. I'd never seen that before. But he says it's totally legit, like 25% off the king bed saves him like $900. So promo code AAR, go use it. 50% off the four-pillow set. That's two pillows for free, basically. And pretty much 30% off everything else on the site. I love that. I love the fact they're supporting gun owners, particularly in today's day and age over the last 2 weeks. It's so great to see somebody step up and support this conversation. These are people that we need to support as well. My gosh. Man, I love that. Thank you very much for that, guys. I'm sure you're listening. That's great news. Emails. I'm not going to go to those today. I have too many of them. Too many. But I do want to go to 16 of the stupidest comments about the Parkland shooting massacre in quotes so far. This is coming to us from Breitbart, our friend John Nolte. Wow, man, you know, it just doesn't get any better because we keep hearing more of these boneheaded statements as the facts come out now, which they always do. Well, I shouldn't say they always do. We still don't know about Vegas. But in this case, we know. This case, we know. There's information coming out about the sheriff. CNN, well, let me just go down the list. Number one. Here are, and this is according to John Nolte, here are the 16 most dishonest and or stupidest things we've heard so far about the Parkland shooting. Number one, CNN expert mansplains girls can't carry guns. Tom Fuentes from CNN, he's an expert over appearing on CNN supposedly, quoting, says we should not arm trained and qualified teachers because most teachers are girls and girls can't conceal a gun when they dress like girls. You know, let me tell you something. As an Armed American Radio listener, you know, they say it's 30% of new gun owners over the last year are women. The number, if you talk to any FFL, will tell you it's closer to 50%. We know that to be a fact here on Armed American Radio. This is a topic we've covered with some of the greatest female experts in the country, Kathy Jackson, Beth Alcazar, and others on this program. Carol Craighead, Crossbreed Holsters. I hosted the Concealed Carry Fashion Show at the Concealed Carry Expo for 2 years running. Don't give me that crap. A female. This is somebody who has, he's either stupid or he's pushing an agenda, one of those two. It's probably a combination of both of those. Quoting him, if you wear a dress, if you wear a skirt, talking about teachers now. So if you're a teacher and you have, if you're just a female with a concealed weapons permit and carry a gun every day, as many of you do, listen to this. If you wear a dress or you wear a skirt, are you going to have to wear a jacket every day with a belt and a holster? The way a detective on duty would do, it's not a real practical solution for a variety of reasons. Well, so there you go, ladies. You can't carry a gun properly because you're a lady. I'm going to leave that one right there. Number two, MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell, dumber than a speeding bullet. And this is, I saw the film, I saw the clip of this. I have it, but I don't want to play it. It just takes too much time. According to John Nolte, his wit and wisdom is great. MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell figured out that it's dumb to arm qualified school personnel because the bullet from an AR-15 travels three times faster than the bullet from a concealed pistol. You see, so this cat's been watching too much Matrix, right? Here's from a tweet from MSNBC. Lawrence, a bullet fired from an AR-15 travels three times faster than one from a handgun. And yet the president and the NRA think giving teachers guns will stop a school shooter. The speed difference gives the killer plenty of time to get off his shot and to move out of the way of the bullet you fired because, as John Nolte says, the Matrix is real, y'all. You can't make this level of stupidity up. You just simply can't make up this level of stupidity, this ignorance. And on top of that, more importantly than the stupidity and the arrogance is the elitism. More important, because these people say this with conviction. This guy's got the graphic. I've got the photo on the tweet. 2,182 miles per hour out of the muzzle of an AR-15. And that's a fairly accurate number. If I was going to get, I would put it at 2,300 somewhere. That's an accurate number. Versus a pistol round, which could be depending on the, well, you go into the caliber, but depending on the grain, weight of the bullet, and so forth. You know, you got the faster and slower rounds, anywhere from 800 feet up to 1,200 feet per second on average. And he's actually looking at it in terms of he can fire and move out of the way faster than your bullet can get to him. You just cannot make up this level of stupidity. You cannot. All you can do is laugh at it and expose it. Number three, CNN's Salisa. Armed deputy who did nothing as kids died is a good guy. Here's what she says, or he says. I don't know who Salisa is. Chaliza is, don't care. Don't watch too much CNN to know they're quote-unquote superstars. Superstar. Now smell your armpit, Salisa. Quoting, when the shooting started, there was an armed deputy on duty at the school, someone tasked specifically with keeping the students inside safe. He was outside when the first shots were fired, and he stayed there for 4 minutes as the shooter murdered 17 people. There was a good guy with a gun just outside the school when the bad guy with a gun started murdering people. The good guy with the gun wasn't the solution. He didn't stop it. And then below, John Nolte says, and that's a quote, says, it is so odd that no one watches CNN. Again, you cannot make up this level of stupidity and arrogance and elitism for this individual to say that with a straight face, knowing that the only reason that the good guy with the gun didn't stop the bad guy with the gun was because the good guy with the gun didn't go in. By the way, I have my theory on that too. This guy, as we know, had enough years to retire. Probably thought about it over the last few years, decided he'd stick it out because he's got a cushy school resource officer job, right? Mm-hmm. When the shooting starts and the worst possible thing unfolds, he's thinking, man, oh man, I ain't going in there. I'm getting close to read. That's what was going through his mind. I can promise you that. Can't say it for 100% certainty, but I can probably say that with 99%. When we come back, we'll continue to go down the list of dopiness from the left. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
No food or drink in studio. I blew right past that with a sugar-free Red Bull. I'm about half down. I think I'm going to put that thing away because I am jacked up. I could go another 2 hours with you easily. So much. So much material I'm not going to be able to get to, but it's fun to be able to move quickly with you. So let's wrap up with some of the business aspect of it, thearmedandresponsible.com. This ends on Wednesday, okay? Your chance to win the free guns ends on Wednesday. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. The gun a day always disappears at midnight, so you can see what the next one's going to be shortly after that. But it ends on Wednesday. The clock is ticking. Don't kick yourself for missing this, all right? Armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win your free gun right now, armedandresponsible.com. Also, the Warfighter Tobacco. Unleash the warfighter in you, baby. It's all there at warfightertobacco.com. Their coffee's outstanding. I've killed it. I got to order some more. I think I've got enough for a pot left. That's about it. But it's really, really good. And I just love knowing where it comes from, man. I love the fact that these guys support this program. They support you as gun owners. They're 100% veteran-owned company. They've got great cigars coming out of the Dominican and Nicaragua, out of the Placentia factory, which rolls some of the greatest cigars in the world outside of Cuba. If you know anything about it, look it up. It's a fact. 164 different leaves for blends or something like that. So and the consistency with the stuff is really good. So whether you enjoy one or you want to give them as gifts, take the 10% off. The Pelican case humidors with the Bovita packs, all really cool stuff that they're offering for us. Promo code AAR. And then just yesterday, I think this is the coolest thing. I don't know why I'm so fascinated by this, but I am. That Mike Lindell, as a guest on the program, and you'll hear him here again. I'm going to bring him back. I had to cut him short a couple weeks ago, but I want to hear more about his story and his support for gun rights. But he enjoyed it so much, he's offering you a discount now at mypillow.com, which is wonderful. AAR is the promo code. 50% off the 4-pack of pillows. I've got one. I think that's probably why this whole thing happened. I don't know, but I use it, and it's worked wonders for me. I got to tell you, yesterday I told you I'm not on his payroll, and I'm not. which is why it's wonderful. So I really want you to go take advantage of what's working for me because he's cool enough to give it to us. Use the promo code AAR, giving 30% off. I think it's 25 or 30% off on everything else on the site. If you're in for a mattress, that's like a $900 savings. We've got people running the math on it now. It all happened while we're talking live on the show today, which I just think is wonderful. I think I'm getting a kick out of it. It's a hoot. I love it. And Mike, thank you if you're listening, or those guys, all you guys up at MyPillow. I think it's fantastic. Thank you for supporting America's gun owners in what is a very, very difficult time. We will support you. I promise you for that. Thank you so much. Florida lawmakers. House Appropriations Committee voted today against adding an assault weapons ban to legislation currently being considered. Wonderful news. But you know what's in that? Raising the minimum age to 21 and requiring now a three-day waiting period on long gun purchases. Somebody out there saying right now, well, we don't want there's a three-day wait for handguns. Why not for long guns? Because you can't conceal a shotgun, okay? That's the purpose. The three-day wait is a misnomer. It doesn't work anyway. Most people buying guns have guns. It's a joke. And if you've got a Florida concealed carry permit, which I would highly recommend if you're in Florida and concerned about this, get it, because that waives the three-day wait anyway, because you're already cleared. You fill out the 4473, run the background check, make sure everything's good. It takes a split second to do. I did one yesterday. I do them all the time. Just did my most recent was yesterday when I picked up the Glock 19X. Really cool gun, by the way. And then you don't have to wait 3 days to take the gun because they already know who you are. So that's the best way to just get rid of that. But they're going to raise the age to 21. And if I had it my way, that David Hogue kid wouldn't be able to vote until he was 21. You want to take away your colleagues and your 18-year-old to 21-year-old's right to keep and bear arms? You got not have a right to vote either. Take it away. Move it to 21. Move it to 21. Maybe we ought to take the driving age to 21, too, while we're at it. Yep. There's going to be a lot of discussion about that. But Rick Scott supports that, and he also increases or supports confiscation laws similar to those in California. By that, we're talking about gun violence restraining orders. So a lot to keep our eyes on here, okay? A lot to keep our eyes on here. Don't lose track of this. I'm not going to let you lose track of this anyway, but I want to go back to some of those dopey, see if I can get back to that on here, the 16 stupidest things we've seen. See, I got all wrapped up in doing some of the other things here, and I got to go back to that. Where is it? Oh, MSM, all the new stuff popping up. Left's new talking point, armed teachers don't stand a chance. There's their newest talking point. This stuff is coming at us faster then I can bring it to you. I wonder what they're talking about there. Don't stand a chance, huh? So, armed teachers don't... Well, let's go there. Just off the headline. Armed teacher doesn't stand a chance. Let's put two people in a room together. One's got a gun, one doesn't. I'll tell you who doesn't stand a chance. The person without the gun. You know who does stand a chance? The person with the gun. I'd rather take my chance. I mean, this is crazy just on its surface. Oh, and back to David Hogue real quick. See, I'm jumping all over because I got so much I want to go over. I've got notes all over. David Hogue has vowed not to go to school till gun control until there's a ban of your AR-15 and your right to purchase a weapon. David Hogue should be busted for truancy as far as I'm concerned and forced back to school. And if he doesn't go back to school, force him into a GED and let's see about his little journalism career then. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But actually, I'm not sorry. But the honeymoon period's coming to a close with the disinformation campaign coming from this kid. Getting a little bit tired of hearing about it, quite frankly. We'll see what I went through that. No, I already talked about that. I can't go there again. That's the Casey Cagle deal. Yeah, I've already been there. Jake Tapper, I had notes on Jake Tapper, too. Breitbart has a piece up. What's the title here? Jake Tapper uses traumatized children as human shields against town hall criticism. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It just gets worse and worse and worse when you look at this stuff. Let's see if 16 dumbest. I got to go back to that. I'm sorry I lost it. And that's simply because there's just too much material. I was moving through so much of it. 16 stupidest comments about the Parkland shooting. Let me go back. I think I was at, I guess I, did I stop with Lawrence? I think I did. No, Chaliza Saliza.
armed deputy who did nothing is proof that good guys with guns. No, it's just proof that good guys with guns that cower behind walls and don't go in can't stop bad guys with guns. Mr. Sewell, you got to love this guy, right? George Takei. Oh, this guy. Oh, shut up and Starship already, would you please? Or just go away. There have been 10 other Starship series, Star Trek series since you, Sulu. He claims in a tweet, quoting his tweet, the NRA sells guns to Americans. Then when those guns get used for the purpose for which they were designed, the NRA sells Americans ways to fortify against the effect of those guns. Quite a racket they have going, and their biggest pitch man is sitting in the White House. You cannot make up this level of stupidity. The NRA does not sell guns. It's just absolutely incredible. Number five, the Weekly Standard. We armed that guy on our Star Trek, and look what happened. The other checkoff, I guess. Let's see. Those of you not old enough to remember when the Weekly Standard was a conservative publication will not be surprised by this, but everyone's favorite cruise sponsors have now sided with MSNBC on the issue of arming trained and qualified teachers. States and municipalities may wish to try different policies, but arming so many teachers across the nation would increase the danger, not alleviate it. School shootings are a problem, but the odds of any one school shooting being attacked is still, thankfully, minuscule. That's a true statement. Put a gun in the classroom, and it might well become like Chekhov's gun. Eventually, somebody's going to use it. Oh, my God. Yeah, right. Yeah, let's all put the gun on the table and stand and stare at it and yell for it to do something until it does. Okay? Weekly Standard, get a grip, would you? Tapper being busted for scripting stuff. Just not enough time. I'm sorry. I hate to do it. But we get to do it all over again tomorrow, and I can't wait. We'll continue on the list. I'm at number 7 right now. Until we meet tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never be found in a gun-free cave. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Don't forget the MyPillow AAR promo code.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.